This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two Republican hopefuls are closer to getting on the primary ballot to replace Representative Ken Buck in the next Congress. Both Richard Holtorf and Jerry Sonnenberg reached the threshold for support at the GOP District Assembly today, but each still needs to confirm that he has also gathered enough voter signatures. Sonnenberg, who hails from the Eastern Plains, stressed his work at the state capitol.
Where I served 16 years fighting on your behalf. Many of you never had the opportunity to vote for me, but I voted for you. I defended Tabor. I reduced your taxes.
Holtorf, who has a military background, pitched himself as veteran leadership. It was Representative Lauren Boebert, though, who walked away from today's assembly with top billing on the primary ballot. She won about 40% of the delegates. A Colorado woman nicknamed the J6 Praying Grandma has been convicted of participating in the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Rebecca Lavrenz, a bed and breakfast owner from Falcon, has been very public about entering the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, although she did not participate in breaching the barricades. She has embraced the nickname J6 Praying Grandma, and while many January 6th defendants have taken plea deals, Lavrenz chose to go to trial. The jury convicted her on all four federal misdemeanor charges, including disorderly conduct and unlawfully entering a restricted building. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Red Rocks has canceled a concert tomorrow due to very high winds forecast. Ticket holders will be notified with further info. This is CPR News.